Waterfront District, Varlo, Runedan.
If she allowed herself, Leia could almost believe that they were indeed just a family on vacation. The day was sunny, the sky a lovely blue. The artificial river that wound its way through this part of the capital city of Varlo was clean and made pleasant burbling sounds. Trees in sturdy duracrete pots provided just enough shade at the small cafe table where she, Han, and Alana sat perusing the menu. They'd already ordered drinks. Alana was happily sipping a creamy concoction made from frozen blue milk. Han had ordered a Corellian ale, and Leia was drinking iced tea. The breeze was cooling, and so were the beverages. Several tables away sat Zek and Taryn Zell. Zek wore protective sun visors that very conveniently covered much of his face. Taryn, her distinctive red hair dyed a subtler auburn, wore one of the large floppy hats considered fashionable outerwear by the females on this world. Both seemingly had their noses buried in their own menus, but Leia knew that their eyes were on the Solo family. They were here, close but unobtrusive, to guard Alana should anything go wrong. The Solos had wanted to give their granddaughter as much of a normal life as possible, but in the end, this button-nosed little girl would become a ruler of her world, and perhaps much more. So they had struck a compromise that pleased all involved. Well, except Alana. But as she knew nothing of the arrangement, she couldn't protest it. Zek, a Jedi Knight, and Taryn Zell, cousin to Tenel Ka, were the best possible bodyguards Leia could imagine for a Choom Daw thought dead. The wait droid hummed over and hovered. Many droids designed to serve in such a capacity were humanoid. This squat droid more resembled R2-D2 than C-3PO. Barely a meter tall and rather narrow, with a head that opened to extend a serving tray, it was clearly designed for the sole task of waiting tables, and Leia doubted it was terribly expensive.
"May I take your orders?"
it inquired in a pleasant, if droning, voice.
"We're still looking,"
Leia offered a smile, more for the benefit of any onlookers than for the droid itself.
"A few more minutes."
"Of course, ma'am."
It buzzed off and repeated the inquiry at another table.
"I think we should order something,"
Han said.
"I'm starving."
"Me too,"
Alana said. She took another gulp of her blue milkshake and her straw made a loud sucking sound. She looked embarrassed.
"Excuse me, you just drank that whole thing?"
Leia shook her head.
"That concoction has enough calories to feed a hut for 2 days. We should drop you somewhere and you should live off it for a while."
Alana giggled. Leia turned back to Han.
"I don't want to order anything and then just leave when they calm us," she said.
"Which they were supposed to do a half an hour ago, once we arrived. If that droid was a living being, he'd be getting suspicious, or at the very least worried about his tip."
"Well, fortunately for us, he's not,"
Leia said. She too was hungry, and they hadn't had time to stock the Millennium Falcon with anything other than the standard rations. Both Han and Alana turned their noses up at said rations, unless they were hungry enough to eat parts of the Falcon itself. Which, Han had mused, might just be tastier. There were times when Leia felt that she had 2 grandchildren. Still, imported Roba steak with Zizor salad and a dessert of Wagnerian canapes was sounding very tempting.
"Let's order a basket of Hubba chips,"
Leia suggested as a compromise.
"I like Hubba chips,"
came a high-pitched voice.
"Me too,"
came another.
"Gamorrean snack crackers are my favorite, but you'll need an Anoat malted to dunk them in,"
chirped a third. 3 small, blue, rodent-like heads with large ears and bright eyes peered over the edge of the table. The squibs had arrived.